From KUOW 94.9, I'm Ross Reynolds. The crushing cost of student debt is leading schools and students and parents to take a look at alternatives provided by online learning. A leader in the field is Karen Sims Gallagher, Dean of the University of Southern California Rossier School of Education. It's not only the top-ranked school of education in the nation, it's also created the first online master's in teaching program. Gallagher has led the way in online learning for credit. She grew up in Seattle and attended the University of Washington. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Does online learning work for every kind of class and for every kind of student?
No. And there isn't actually any form of delivery of instruction that works for every course and every student. So online learning in that way is no different.
What's it best for in terms of types of education it can provide, and also type of student it best caters to?
Okay, well, I'm going to use what we're doing at in the Rossier School. We didn't start with a course, and how does this course get developed? So I think that's an important thing to keep in mind, is that we knew who we were looking for. That is, people already with a baccalaureate degree, who in a subject matter, and who wanted to become teachers. And so we then figured out, what would that take, and how we've been doing this for a long time face-to-face. And then we had to marry our content with the platform we have, which is we partner with an ed tech company, and it's their platform. And when you put their platform, which is very robust, with our content, we actually, in a way, we thought about it as we were working together, as we created a new being here, something that neither one of us could do by ourselves. And so we didn't think of it as a course by course, but how can we use this very powerful medium to do what it is we need to be done, needs to be done for people in who are already postgraduate.
Sure. Now, of course, you're teaching in the Masters of Education program, but is there a certain type of student that benefits from this sort of approach rather than a bricks and mortar school?
Yeah, I think, first of all, you need to be independent in your as a learner. That is, you need – we do face-to-face courses. I mean, our online has face-to-face through something like Adobe Connect. So every week the students meet face-to-face in a class. They look like – remember in the Brady Bunch, little squares?
Yes.
Real-time, people can see and hear the professor and their colleagues around the country in the course. We have asynchronous material. There are things they have to do. We pair them in a school right away in their community. And we use a lot of social networking opportunities to get them to know one another and to know us. So still, you have to make time. You have to carve out time in order to do the assignments, to do what's necessary. And you don't have that person sitting next to you to say, hey, come on, let's go down to the library or let's go do this. The people who stay with it and complete are the ones that recognize that online does not mean easy. So if you think that you can do everything else you're doing in your life and you're just adding an online program, they're the ones that usually either drop out or just cut way down on the amount of number of courses they're going to take.
There are endless studies on what works in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Are there studies on what works online and what doesn't work? I mean, how far advanced is the art of pedagogy when it comes to online learning?
That's a very good question, because, in fact, there isn't as much information or much knowledge or understanding of why things work online. We do know enough about how people learn, but what we haven't demonstrated through research is, are there things that you can learn more rapidly or more deeply online rather than face-to-face? We do know that that when you hybrid courses are the most powerful. That is where you combine both online and face-to-face. That seems to be much more powerful in terms of some of the learning. But most of those studies have been done with undergraduates where you can control.
Yeah.
We've hired a third party evaluation company called WestEd to do a 5-year longitudinal study. And we still have our face-to-face MAT as well as this online. So we're going to be studying for the 5 years. What are the differences between the people who are prepared face-to-face and the people who are prepared online? Because they have to meet the same standards.
Mm-hmm.
And do we see any differences? Are they better teachers or are they not so good? Are there certain skills that they have that face-to-face that they don't have online? And in the end, our biggest impact is, are they helping the students in their classrooms grow and learn and demonstrate what they know?
I'm talking about online learning with Karen Sims Gallagher, a dean at the University of Southern California Ross Sierra School of Education, where they've got the first online master's in teaching. There's a lot of online courses you can take, but what she has been doing at the University of Southern California are courses for credit, just like you would take in a regular bricks and mortar facility. There's a lot of online learning. I mean, there's iTunes U. You can download courses from iTunes, but you're doing something a bit more advanced than that, and this is a degree granting program, which takes place online. Where do you think we are in the arc of acceptance when it comes to online learning at this level, a master's degree?
Well, we are the first in the country to do this. We are the what makes it. It is a full degree program. It is, and we partnered with this for-profit tech company because we did not have the technical expertise. They provide 24/7 technical assistance. It's their platform. They do a lot of the help us with the recruiting and the placement. We're working with over 1,200 school districts around the country. We're in all 50 states and 43 countries. So that kind of scaling up is something we could not have done all by ourselves. But when we first announced we were doing it, my colleague Ed Deans thought we were crazy. People said, "You cannot prepare a teacher online." And I would agree. You can't. If it was just talking heads or no, you can't. So we think we've combined both the face-to-face classes through the internet, the asynchronous materials, but the placement in a real school where they do student teaching, where they're in with real kids. I mean, in the end, no matter how you learn to be a teacher, the proof of the pudding is that you've got 25 or 30 kids right in front of you.
So what's your evidence that it's working?
Well, we have, we started this, we're about 3 years old. So first of all, people do come. We've graduated almost 1,200 people in the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, our face-to-face, we had about 120 students over 3 years. Our students are getting jobs. And as they say, with this three-year study, we're following to make sure that they are, what are they actually doing when they become teachers? The first year, we had a lot of school districts and principals saying, no, we won't work with you. A, we don't know, they weren't in California, so they didn't know us. B, they said, you're videotaping? I don't think so. And C, you can't learn to be a teacher online. So we said, okay. That's fine. And we found enough, and now we're getting a lot of schools in particular saying, we want more. Mm-hmm. Give us more of your students are excellent students, and they're well prepared.
How do you go from 120 students in a bricks and mortar setting to 1,200 graduate students in education over such a short period of time? Because I've heard it takes as much time to teach online, and sometimes even mm-hmm. more, as it does to teach in a classroom.
It does.
Do you have 10 times as many instructors?
We didn't have the space. We could have had more students. We didn't have the space. So, yes, we have almost quadrupled the number of full-time faculty we have. So if you're on campus or you're online, you're having the same full-time faculty.
Are you the furthest along in doing an online degree granting program like this?
It's from a highly selective research university. They're getting a master's degree and a California teaching credential wherever they live, because they can get reciprocity. In the state of Washington, for instance, will accept a California teaching credential.
I'm talking to Dean Karen Sims Gallagher of the University of Southern California Ross Sierra School of Education. We're talking about online learning, and she's one of the leaders in this area. In the world where online education becomes the norm, assuming that what you're doing here, your pioneering work, is going to spread a lot further, how do lesser-known universities compete in a situation like that? Won't everyone want to get a degree from a Harvard or a Yale or a Stanford? And once it's online, what's to keep them from doing that?
Let me add, because it's a degree from the University of Southern California, they pay the same tuition as if they're on campus. So what will stop them from Harvard or Stanford or USC, or for that matter, the University of Washington, is that a lot of people can't pay that tuition. And our university's stand on this is that they are students. They're graduating from the University of Southern California. They're going to have a degree. And so you know, we don't discount the tuition because it's online. Most people think online should be free or a lot cheaper. And we're just saying, no, you're getting a degree. It's not free.
Will competition drive the price down, though, as it does in so many things in the digital world, because people expect free now?
Sure. You know what? I don't know. Because we have a lot of competition for getting into our undergraduate program. And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of, well, what do we have? 4,800 post-secondary institutions of post-secondary education in this country. We've got 25 that are the top, you know, the Harvards. Yeah. There's a lot of competition. That doesn't drive down their prices. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're talking about a degree program that online will, because it takes a lot to get that to do it well.
And also, I mean, it kind of has the potential to be putting the University of Southern California and all these private schools and state schools in competition with private companies that could also have the same technology. So it sounds as though there'll be a lot more options for students out there if this evolves further. And then they'll have to figure out quality.
And I think that's right. And I'll tell you what I think we ought to be looking at in terms of quality is, one is time to degree or getting a degree. So, you know, what's happened in the last 40 years is that we've gone from thinking that it takes 4 years to get a baccalaureate degree. And that has actually changed. So now we have both 4 and 6 year time to degree figures. So we look to see how well does your university do. One outcome measure is how many students who started as freshmen 4 years later graduate, or 6 years later. And we think that's an indication of quality. So it might be cheap, but if people don't graduate but it takes them 9 years, I don't think that's a good quality indicator.
You're on the cutting edge of this, Dean Gallagher. What don't you know yet about this? I'm sure you're learning all the time. What are the kind of the big challenges for you going forward?
Well, I don't know that that the profession is ready to say, the teaching profession is ready to say, we need to be preparing our teachers in a very rich multimedia way, because so many students are coming to us with cell phones. And I mean, we need to build on those technologies. For far too long, we have said to students, keep that cell phone out of the classroom. We don't want to see it. You know, let's build on that. There are a lot of ways we can learn, but it's how do you do it? You know, sometimes a face-to-face lecture by a very powerful, informed, passionate person is the very best way to learn, but not all the time.
Yeah.
So I think we have to look at online as the same as we do any other way in which people can learn. What really works, and when you have to make choices because of resources, then you've got to put your bet on the thing that is both effective and cost-effective.
Karen Sims Gallagher, she's the Dean of the University of Southern California, Ross Ear School of Education, and she's been telling us about what she's been doing to create the first online master's in teaching program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.